Welcome to week four, the seamless experience of interbeing. In the first 3 weeks of this course, you explored awareness, thought, and bodily sensations. Up to this point, practice may have still felt like something happening inside you, with thoughts and sensations appearing within a body, observed by a separate observer. This week, we gently question that assumption. This week introduces interbeing, a term used to describe the direct experience that experience itself is not divided into a separate inside and outside. Rather than being a personal observer looking out at a world, you may begin to notice that experience arises as one seamless field of experience. This is not a belief or a philosophy. It's something you can notice directly for yourself. The key idea for this week is that sounds are not outside your awareness. Thoughts are not inside awareness. Sensations, sights, sounds, and thoughts all arise together in one seamless field of experience. Sense of separation is largely conceptual and intellectual. This week, we explore what happens when that conceptual boundary softens a little bit. The core practice for this week is called open field awareness. It invites your attention to widen beyond any one single object, to widen your attention to include everything that is present, without prioritizing inner or outer experience. Begin, as usual, by finding a comfortable position. Allow your body to settle naturally. And there's nothing you need to achieve at all. We begin again by noticing that awareness is already present, naturally, automatically. Now, rather than focusing on a single sensation or a single thought or feeling, allow awareness to open. Let all sounds be included. Let all sensations be included. Let thoughts be included. Everything is included. Notice that the sounds appear effortlessly. You're not reaching out to find them. Hearing simply happens. Notice sensations in the body. Pressure or movement or stillness. They too appear without any effort. Thoughts, too. If they arise, they just appear on their own automatically. Now gently observe. Are sounds really outside your awareness? Or do they appear within the same field of awareness? Is there a clear boundary where inside experience ends, and outside, experience begins. Is there a clear boundary? Or does experience appear as one seamless whole? Try to feel it, not to intellectualize it. Just notice what is actually present. Notice that everything is included. Seeing, hearing, feeling, and thinking are not actually separate from you. They arise together in the same field of awareness. If the sense of a person arises, if you feel yourself to be a central observer, that might appear. Notice that too. And see, is the observer itself just another appearance within the field of awareness? Notice how the sense of self appears and then goes away. No need to dissolve or preserve anything, just simply notice. It comes and it goes. Let's rest here for 1 minute, not as an observer, but as the open field itself, awareness, in which all experience arises. Nothing excluded, nothing held, everything belongs. When you're ready, allow the practice to come to a close and notice that the seamless field of experience continues. Okay, so you may have noticed moments where experience felt more open, unified, or less divided. You might have noticed the mind returning to familiar ways of organizing experience into me and world. Both are normal, both are natural, both are okay. The aim of this week is not to maintain some kind of special state of awareness, just to recognize that the seamless continuum of experience is always happening and already present, even when it's not noticed. Now, interbeing does not mean that you lose your individuality. You get to keep your personality. It doesn't mean that the world disappears or that the world is fake. The world will still be there. And this does not mean you have to adopt some new spiritual belief or change religions or anything like that. I'm taking this moment to clarify. Interbeing simply points to a direct experience, an experience that life is not divided like we usually assume. Awareness is not literally confined to the shape of your body, and stress often relies on a sense of separation. The practices for this week, just once or twice a day, pause and notice sounds, pause and notice sights, bodily sensations and thoughts, all at once, taking it all in. Once or twice a day, just pause and notice everything all at once. Rather than labeling it as inside or outside, let everything be experienced together as one field. Just takes a moment, nothing you need to do for very long. One or two moments is enough. If you enjoy journaling throughout the week or reflecting back on what we've covered, you might reflect on one or more of the following questions. Did experience ever feel divided, or was it seamless? Where did the sense of inside and outside come from? And how did stress feel when separation softened, even briefly? If this exploration feels confusing or destabilizing, simply return to earlier practices from weeks 1 through 3. Interbeing is not something you have to force or understand conceptually. Clarity comes from gentle noticing, not from effort. Next week, in week 5, you'll be introduced to an optional but powerful lens used in some contemplative traditions. Sometimes it's referred to as sacred wholeness, and sometimes it's referred to as the universe, as the body of God. This lens is offered as an interpretation, not a belief, and it may be used or set aside according to whatever resonates for you. It's just another way of looking at things, and we'll get more into that next week. See you then.